Our call to worship is found in our bulletin this morning. If you will look with me in your bulletin to our responsive reading, which is taken from Psalm 26 and Hebrews, please read responsively with me. In the great congregation, let us bless the Holy One.
With songs of thanksgiving, we retail God's wondrous deeds.
We love the house in which God dwells. Proclaim God's name to all the world. In the midst of the congregation, we praise God's holy name. Brethren, we have met to worship. Our opening hymn is number 379. Let's stand together as we sing this morning.
And adore the Lord our God. Will you pray with all your power while we try to preach the word? All is vain unless the Spirit of the Holy One comes down. Brethren, pray and holy
Thank you, Kate, for that beautiful prayer. Let's pray together. Lord, we come before you now, led by a child, because we are all your children, Lord. And help us to remember that today, that we have nothing. We give everything to you that we have back to you today. Lord, strengthen us, guide us in this service. Help us to remember what you have done for us and give us strength to face whatever comes in our lives in the week ahead, and help us to leave here changed and challenged, ready to do everything in love. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you, you may be seated. It's my pleasure to welcome you today to our worship service. We're so glad you're here as we celebrate the Lord's Supper on this World Communion Sunday, and as we hear from God's Word as we continue to go through the basics of kingdom living. I want to just remind you of a couple of things that are in your bulletin today. Our community-wide fall fellowship is coming up, and we need all of you to bring candy here. We had over 1,000 children last year. We expect to have twice that many this year, so we need all the candy we can get. And we also need 5 cars for the Walk Through the Bible Trunk or Treat. We have the first 5 books of the Bible this year, so we need to decorate cars for that. I also want to remind you that this coming Saturday, as part of the Big Apple Festival, prior to the festival, we are going to have breakfast here, and you can buy tickets for that breakfast, $5, from any of our youth, or just come by the church office and get those this week, or call us by Wednesday for sure so we can kind of have a count of how much to prepare. But we'd love for you to be a part of that, and it will go towards helping our young people do mission work this summer. So that'll be happening this Saturday, October 13th. Thank you for being here today. And if you are a guest, please fill out a form in the pew rack right in front of you so we'll know that you've been here with us. Bobby, come and lead us in our fellowship chorus.
Our fellowship chorus this morning is Lord Be Glorified. And you'll find the words printed in your bulletin. Let's stand as we sing through together, and then we'll greet each other with passing the peace. Let's greet one another as we pass the peace of Christ. Come back together and sing. Thank you.
Thank you, choir. As our deacons make their way up to the front, I want to remind us that today, as John said, is World Communion Sunday. On this Sunday, Christians around the world are sharing the same elements, remembering that it was through Jesus the Christ that they have found that we have found our salvation. That it is through Jesus that the barriers of ethnicity and language, of nations and politics, is broken down into the kingdom of God. So as we prepare to take this bread and drink this wine, I would like to invite you to take the prayer that is written in your worship guides and pray this prayer of preparation with me. Let us pray together. And now to God be the glory for great things He has done. To prepare ourselves to partake of this holy meal, let us pray. Healing God, we come before you broken, yet seeking wholeness. Isolated, yet seeking community. Overwhelmed, yet seeking simplicity. Shamed, yet seeking grace. God, we yearn for the healing you promise. O God of justice, we come before you selfish, yet seeking a generous heart. Arrogant, yet seeking humility. Responsible for injustices, yet seeking forgiveness. God of peace, we come before you afraid, yet seeking assurance. Agitated, yet seeking serenity. Angry, yet seeking a forgiving heart. Knowing that through Christ all things are made new, we come to this communion table to be recreated through the bread and the cup, and to be renewed in our faith and commitment. God, we permit ourselves to renewal through you. This we pray through Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. On the night that Jesus was betrayed, he gathered his disciples around him. And then he took a loaf of bread and he broke it. And as he broke it, he said, "My body has been broken for you. Take this, eat it, in remembrance of me." Will you pray? And now, Lord, you have heard our prayer of preparation. May we now take this bread in remembrance of you. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.